Understand why you're doing this. Like, everybody has goals of making money online, but it's the bigger picture stuff. Who can you help? That really is it. Who can you help? Because if you didn't have that as your primary focus, then you'll burn out very quickly. If you're just focused on how do I make money now? How do I make money fast? It's not going to last. Like, you have to really put yourself in the shoes of people that want to learn from you. How can you provide them with value? And what happens from that?
Here at Kajabi, we're known for one thing, helping everyday people like you build successful businesses online. With our simple all-in-one platform, we've paved the way for over 100,000 people to create 300,000 products and collectively earn over $3.9 billion in revenue. And the Creators Playbook podcast is here to inspire, educate, and empower you to do the same. So unlike other podcasts that highlight the glory stories of today's most successful entrepreneurs, we're bringing you the real stories from real people who have created real success to give you the advice and playbook you need to succeed in today's digital marketplace. So if you're someone who's looking to start an online business, then allow us to be the first to welcome you home to the Kajabi family.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Creators Playbook podcast. Today, I'm sitting here with my friend Tiffany Uman, founder and CEO of Tiffany Uman Career Strategy Coach Services, Inc. And I just entirely realized that did I get your last name right, Tiffany?
Don't worry, Jared. It's okay. It's actually Uman, but I get Uman all the time. So I am used to it. I know it's really you and then man, but it's okay. No hard feelings.
I've butchered a few, but I try to avoid that. Well, thank you for your graciousness and allowing me to butcher your name not once, but twice in your intro. Let's get down to just like the elevator pitch on who you are and what you do.
Sure. Well, thank you so much for having me on this show. This is fantastic. I'm so happy to be here. I'm Tiffany Uman. I'm a career strategy coach and workplace expert, and I love empowering high achievers to become the top 1% in their career. I'm also a former senior director at L'Oreal, where I spent the first chapter of my career achieving 7 promotions in under 10 years. And that really fueled a lot of the passion in me to pay it forward and set other professionals up for top 1% success in their own careers. I'm also a Forbes Coaches Council member, a LinkedIn Learning instructor with over 600,000 learners globally. I'm an author, global speaker, and I love diving into topics around confidence and personal branding, communication, work-life balance, conflict management, really all the things that we never really learn how to do, but are so pivotal in setting you up for a really fulfilling career. And that's what I'm here to do, to really remove that guesswork and replace that with proven strategies that I've used in my own 13 plus years of lived experience, and to make it just so much easier for everybody.
Amazing. Amazing. And so it sounds like just a few accolades there. I heard so many things. One of the things we didn't mention, but we'll dig into it a little bit more later, but also 7 figures plus in revenue on Kajabi, which is crazy amazing. So congratulations on that.
Thank you so much. I know I thought maybe we'd get there later, but you stole the punch, and that's totally fine. I'm really proud of that. We broke through that this year. And, within a little over 3 years into the business, I'm just really proud of that milestone. And I think it's really exciting of what we're going to be continuing to do going into next year and as that continues to evolve.
Yes. Well, let's rewind back to the beginning a little bit more. I'd love to just get a feel for, even though you kind of told us, but you told us your journey, but like, what was that moment that you realized that you wanted to do this? Did you leave L'Oreal, or what, like, how did that process actually ultimately pan out for you?
Yeah, it was an interesting one, because at the time when I decided to really bet on myself and give this a real go, I was actually on maternity leave with my second child. So very different dynamic than my first one. I just had this motivation and drive in me to make a bigger impact. I always loved my corporate work. I'm not one of those entrepreneurs who wanted to escape corporate. I really could have seen myself growing there, but there was just this urge in me of wanting to make a bigger impact in this world, help people in a bigger way. I always loved that part around my corporate work of growing my teams and succeeding really rapidly. And so that's what really sparked that bug. And through that, I just kind of had this one weekend, Jared, where I got a lot of motivation and I got a lot of these ideas coming to mind. And I remember just sitting there, like in front of my computer, just jotting things down in a Google Doc, total brain dump of information, but it came so fluidly around what this would or could look like in terms of the topics, in terms of the opportunity areas, in terms of all the things I wish I would have known earlier in my career and where those key gap areas are. And as I stood back and kind of looked at that, I'm like, you know what? I think there might be something here. And so I really started from zero, like a little over 3 years ago. I did not have a social media presence at the time. I was pretty private in my social media from a personal side of things. And now here I was wanting to use social media to kind of build up this online brand. I always loved branding because I'm a marketing professional in my corporate background. But this is a totally different game when you are building your own business. And so I really used that first year, and this was back in 2020, and it just so happened to overlap with the pandemic. It was not intentional, but it actually helped in a lot of ways. As you can imagine, a lot of professionals were navigating uncertainty, layoffs, restructuring in their organizations because of that pandemic. And so I used 2020 really as my testing year to build this up, see, could I gain enough traction that come the end of year, and we're very lucky in Canada where we have a pretty generous maternity leave of about a year's time, that for me, that was my roadmap of, okay, I've got till January to see, like, can this live on its own? Can I really go all in on this? And, you know, to my pleasant surprise, I had exceeded my financial goals in that first year. There was a really amazing amount of traction building. This is where I also started using Kajabi and starting to put my program that was a little bit more, you know, off the cuff at the beginning into a more professional platform with video content. I remember dedicating some months to filming that and putting it together because I wanted it to really be able to scale. And come January of 2021, that's when I made the very bittersweet decision to go all in on my business, take a step back from what was a really fruitful career, but one that honestly, in hindsight, I'm so happy that I made that decision. It was definitely the right move with the incredible amount of people that I've been able to impact and honestly, the most rewarding work I've ever done in my life.
Well, that really, I think, segues well, you know, into a question that I'd love to ask with regards to like any challenges or what were some of the drivers that ultimately led you to seeking out a solution like Kajabi? Did you check out other things first or what was the situation that brought you to Kajabi?
Absolutely. So when I first started the business back in 2020, I started more with one-to-one coaching and coaching services. And so I was doing very customized plans for individual clients that I was taking on. And what I noticed in giving myself that runway, there was a lot of commonality in what I was teaching. The same questions were coming up, the same themes were coming up, the same situations were coming up. And so that was really the light bulb moment for me of, maybe I could package this together in a way that can actually help one to many and not just one to one, and also obviously be more preserving of my time, which I'm sure, as you can imagine, year one with a newborn and a child under three, it was very busy. And I really wanted to start getting some of that time back in my day. And for me, looking for the right solution and how I could package that together, not just for right now in that moment, but also for eventual scale, I really wanted to find the best of the best. And my husband's been a big supporter of my business from the very beginning, and he always encouraged me to do that, of finding the right platforms, the right partners that would allow us to really build over time in the most effective way. And I had done an extensive amount of research, and for me, Kajabi was just the platform of choice. I had also joined certain programs that were helping me in building my business who also used Kajabi. And I just loved the interface. I loved the usability of it. I loved the look and feel. And I felt really at ease with that, especially coming from someone like me who was not very tech savvy at the time. So it really just checked off all the boxes. And it's allowed me to really grow the business beautifully over these last few years as I expanded my portfolio of products and offerings to really serve even more clients.
Well, I know I spoiled this a little bit earlier, but in addition to hitting seven figures, or if we want to go into a little bit deeper into that, tell us what are some of the successes you've had, and maybe some of the results that you've achieved, whether monetary, whether impact, no matter what that success measure is. I think I'd love to hear more about some of the successes you've managed to achieve so far.
Oh, definitely. Thank you for sharing that. I mean, there's been quite a few. I recall even in the first year to 2 years of my business, I was so focused on doing, doing, doing that I really didn't take the time to stop and acknowledge the wins and the progress. And so I really promised myself going into 2022 and even in 2023 that I'm going to really acknowledge that more and be even more intentional of putting the big audacious goals out there, as crazy as they might feel in the moment. And I'm like, I'm going to make it happen. So, you know, maybe on the professional side of the business, you know, becoming a Forbes Coaches Council member was on my wish list. It was on my vision board. I was like, this isn't going to happen anytime soon. But I shot my shot this year and it happened. And so that's been a real pinch me moment. I'd say becoming a LinkedIn Learning instructor, where at the time when I went for that, I didn't have a huge following on LinkedIn. I was still building there. I was using other platforms like Instagram primarily to really grow the business and the audience. But I was like, I know there's something here and I really love video content. I love short form video content. And I was able to start as a LinkedIn Learning instructor around this time last year. So about November of 2022, was when I published my first LinkedIn Learning Nano course. And to my pleasant surprise, coming into 2023, I launched an additional 3 courses. We now have close to 700,000 learners on that platform from all around the world. And that is just mind-blowing to me that, you know, to think I was questioning starting this business a few years ago to now being able to impact this incredible amount of people is really so, so fulfilling. And then I'd say on the financial piece, I honestly never thought it would get to this point so quickly. I try to be as focused as I can in my strategy. And I will say probably one of the biggest shifts that helped me in that this year, Jared, was stop focusing in the business and start focusing on building the business and really thinking more CEO hat. What do I need to do that's going to move the needle instead of staying too much in the day-to-day type of dynamic that I had probably in years prior? And so that really helped me to up-level in a lot of ways, from my packaging, from the branding, from the messaging, from the way that I brought launches to market, which really allowed us for some breakthrough moments this year of hitting 6-figure launches repeatedly, which has definitely helped us break through that 7-figure mark.
Well, you couldn't have segued any better into exactly what we're going to be talking about today, which is your playbook on how to do live 6-figure launches. So with all of those accolades, I think it's apparent why our listenership should listen to you on this topic. I don't need to add anything or layer anything onto that. Let's start diving into it. I'm excited about this. I've mentioned this several times on the podcast. So for any of our repeat show listeners, they've heard me and then maybe it's getting old. I'm trying to do this too. I'm launching my own business. So like I'm trying to stand in as like our listeners' ultimate advocate within this show to get all of the meat. So let's break this down. I would love a dollar figure launch, like is kind of the stage I'm in, but like let's start on the 6-figure launch.
Sure. Well, I mean, for everyone who's listening, I mean, it didn't start there. I can tell you, you know, when I first started doing launches 3 years ago, it was more, you know, the classic 1-hour masterclass type of approach. And I really enjoyed that. I love doing public speaking and I love being live with my audience. So for me, that really energizes me. But I definitely saw opportunities of how can I build this more, right? How can I get the most bang for my buck? And the energy that goes into planning a launch for anyone who does do launches, they know that it can be a big undertaking, especially if you're doing live launches and not evergreen launches. And for me, I do primarily live launches. I'll probably be shifting that a little bit into the following year, but nevertheless, I really love this element of it. And so what really happened, I'd say over the course of this past year is I shifted my model to be a little bit more multi-day launches. And I even work with an incredible mentor, Kelly Roach, who really speaks highly of this kind of approach of live launching. And so through this, I really learned different ways of taking what worked well for me, but really amping it up and finding the different strategies that would resonate best with my audience, right? I'm talking to a B2C audience, someone who, you know, is maybe looking for opportunities, unemployed, wanting to accelerate their career. And so I knew I really needed to dial in to what does this particular community need from me, but also how can I deliver a launch in a way that will bring them so much value and allow them to already see in a very short amount of time what's possible for them in terms of outcomes. And so that's where I decided to do more of a multi-day format launch that would allow me to start teaching on some of these key topics, key things that were never really taught how to do, but are very likely the reasons that are holding themselves back with respect to their goals. And through that, there were sort of different phases of planning. So what I came to realize to really maximize a six-figure launch was I needed about a four-week runway to really build up before even doing the launch. And that would allow for a lot of the content build up, a lot of the nurturing of the audience. I have an incredible team, so we're able to take on one-to-one calls with people who are registering for the event and already getting a sense of what are they looking forward to learn? How can we better support them so that when the event and launch actually happens, there's already a lot of priming that's already taken place. And then we have the fun part, right? The launch where we're able to show up and really get people energized and almost shift them into future state of what's possible and get them out of their own mindset that can be very limiting for them. I love integrating testimonials within the launch format as well, because this is just so, so powerful when you could see someone that you identify with, that you understand, hey, that's my reality. Hey, that's what I'm going through right now. And this is what they achieve. That's possible for me. That's probably one of the biggest roadblocks for people who are part of any launch is that sounds amazing, but is that actually going to work for me? And so that's been a big proponent in having these types of success in my launches is allowing people to see without me even having to say anything, this is 100% possible for you. And then it leads into the third and final phase of the launch, which is the follow through. And I'd say that's probably the most important part. And I found, especially with the support of my team, that sometimes people just need that extra little push, that extra little nurture, that extra little customization, so they know that they are going to be in really good hands on the inside of our programs that we house on Kajabi and allow them to have the most fruitful experience with us and one that's extremely rewarding for them. So that's kind of a bit of the process. Overall, I'd say it's a month to 2 months, give or take, for the respective launch and what kind of program we're leading into, as I do have two core programs that I offer. But it's been a really rewarding strategy and I can't wait to continue to optimize it and keep building on that going into the following year.
Well, I for one can't wait to try it and really get to the point to where I can put some of these tactics into action. So one more time in kind of like fast-paced motion, let's break the steps down just for our audience in quick motion.
Yeah. So first off, you need to have your offer. I mean, you don't want to start planning a launch without a clear offer in mind. And maybe a lot of our listeners already have an offer. Maybe they have a product that they're selling on Kajabi. Maybe they have all that. So let's assume that you do. Then this is where you want to come almost reverse backwards a little bit that planning. So I would definitely say give yourself a little bit of that runway so you can build out a really effective content plan that is going to bring that audience in, have them register for the event, allow you to almost nurture them leading up to the event so it doesn't feel so abrupt. And I say that also really depends on your kind of offer and the, I'd say time commitment, but also investment level. Right? My programs, because they're active coaching and mentorship programs, they involve quite a bit of my direct time. And so I'd say this might look different for a digital course that is maybe a lower investment level. But if you're looking to sell a higher ticket, it often does require a little bit more of that ramp up so that people have the chance to get to know you in that initial phase and really warm up to what you're going to be offering. When you then get into that launch phase, you want to have a structure that is going to hit hard on your audience's pain points and opportunity areas. You need to build your flow in a way that is going to speak to their heart and speak to their soul. It's one of the reasons why I don't use presentation slides when I do launches. It's really me talking to my audience because I want them to feel connected, even if it's virtual, even if it's through a screen. And everyone will find their own method for that. But I found that's been very effective. So definitely take some time to think about what that format's going to look like for you, what's going to help you show up most confidently in that launch so that they can feel that confidence and return and know that that is the program that I need in my life. And then I'd say the third and final piece is really having a clear follow-up strategy, right? Whether that is email sequencing or direct calls or individualized DMs and personalized voice notes, whatever that looks like, make sure you have a plan in place so that when that launch is finished, you're not scrambling, you're not wondering, okay, where is everyone? You want to make sure that you're seeing them through to the finish line. And at least for us, that's been really the winning recipe from start to finish.
I love just the overall picture of putting a launch out there and like breaking that down into the pieces that really matter to someone who's planning that. I'd love to just kind of shift perspective a little bit and just focus on, you know, again, given like all of the success that you've had, what would be the one piece of advice you would give to someone who is maybe just thinking about starting an online business today?
Oh my gosh. I know. There's so many different thoughts that are running through my mind, Jared, but I would say, well, first of all, go for it. I mean, bet on yourself. Like there's no better time to bet on yourself than now. I mean, this is your future. This is your career. And you're going to be the one that wants to look back and realize, hey, I don't have any regrets. I did the thing. I gave it that chance. And I think with platforms like Kajabi that make it so easy, you know, honestly, again, take it from someone like me who was not tech savvy. This helped me get my programs up and running in a way that looks super professional, that allow for really high completion rates with our members, that are really easy to offer and showcase visually. I mean, you just have everything. And there's so many different features within Kajabi that are really helpful for that. But I would say bet on yourself first and foremost. That's like number one. I'd say the second kind of quick follow-up is once you bet on yourself, commit and be consistent, right? As a business owner, if you are bringing people into your life and community in this way, you have a responsibility to them and you don't want to be one foot in, one foot out. So really find what does that consistency model look like for you? And I can tell you in my case, it's evolved a lot. Just even from a content posting standpoint, from initially posting 3 times a week to now posting almost every day on 3+ platforms, you know, things really evolve as you evolve and as you grow and what your business is going to demand from you. So just know that consistency is going to change and what you're doing now doesn't have to be what you're doing a year from now, 3 years from now, 5 years from now, but you always have to be consistent, whatever that looks like for you. And I would say, you know, be really clear on finally the core outcome that you want your clients, your customers to have when working with you. That for me has been my North Star from the very beginning. I know exactly what I'm here to do. I'm so clear on my why and that fuels me. I know you can't see it, Jared, but in front of me, I have a wall of all of my clients' names on post-its because that for me is my why. That is the daily reminder that I require and that it really fills me up with energy that this is who I'm here to help. This is who I've already helped. This is the potential of who else I can help. And for me, with every new person that comes into our community, whether paid or free, I just know that I'm doing what I'm here to do and really found my calling. So I really encourage everyone to think about what their why is and use that as your sounding board, as your North Star, as you're building the business, whatever that business might look like for you.
I love that. And I think that's almost simultaneously motivating to think that like, you might actually need a bigger wall someday.
Soon. It's getting there. It's getting there. It's like to the ceiling. So I think that's going to be a really fun one when we start kind of wrapping the room.
Yes,
I'll have to like do a video on that.
Yes. Yeah. It's like the double goal. Like it's like the goal kind of turns into its own little self-fulfilling prophecy of success.
Exactly. Exactly. It's been really rewarding, I have to say, you know, and even just because from a manifestation standpoint, from a visualization standpoint, you know, this wall started with a few post-its and now it's grown to what it is. And for me, that just makes my heart so happy.
Well, share with our listeners, for anyone who's interested in getting to know a little bit more about you, I don't know entirely the makeup of our listeners, but I imagine there are several who probably are in the corporate world and maybe looking for the types of products that you offer. So where is the best place for them to find you?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. And if anyone is interested, I do offer 2 core programs. I'd say they're my most popular ones. One is called Inevitable Success. It is the ultimate, most comprehensive group mentorship program on the market to really master your workplace like a pro as a top 1% talent. navigate conflict and every kind of work situation under the sun and really amplify your confidence, influence, and impact. I also offer my Career Success Fast Track program, which is best in class career accelerator out there. We focus on building you up to 2 to 3x your rate of promotion, secure 5 and 6 figure salary raises, and land dream job opportunities in record time, while learning all the needed strategy and soft skills to make it happen time and time again. And where you could find me, well, a few different places. Definitely check out my website, www.tiffanyeumann.com. You'll have all the information there. Feel free to email me, TiffanyEumann@TiffanyEumann.com, if you want to chat. And you can definitely find me on all social media platforms, Instagram and TikTok at Tiffany.Eumann, on YouTube, Tiffany Eumann, and also on LinkedIn. I'm the only Tiffany Eumann there, so I'm going to be really easy to find.
Well, we'll of course have all of that for our listeners in the show notes, so you can find it. You don't need to write it down or do anything crazy if you're in the car listening to this. Just check it out a little later. But I just want to say a huge thank you to you, Tiffany, for taking some time out of your day to share your process for the six-figure launches and just all of the general advice that you shared as well around starting up. I think it's very, very practical. It's tactical. It's something that we've heard over and over again on these shows, which just really like resonates with me that like how true it is. And like, I think it's like, it's almost a playbook in and of itself when you just say to start and repeat. It's like, and persist. Like that is really the trail of every single successful person that I've had the pleasure of speaking with. And you just played it right back to me today.
Oh, thank you so much for those kind words, Jared. I'm happy to inspire anyone that is tuning in here, because again, it was me not so long ago, right? If you asked me even just 5 years ago if I'd be here today, I'd probably say, are you crazy? I didn't expect that. And honestly, it's been the most incredible journey. I know there's still so much more to come. I cannot wait. We have some incredible projects in the pipeline for next year. So yeah, it's go time. But please, you know, be inspired by this. Know that you just have to start. You never know what's going to come on the other end of that process and journey, but you owe it to yourself to give it that try and really give it a real shot.
Well, I don't think we could end it on a better note other than just to say thank you once again. And also thank you to all of our listeners for tuning in to yet another great Value Pack episode. We really appreciate you listening in, leaving us a review. It means the world to us. But that is all we have for you this week. And we'll look forward to seeing you next week on the Creators Playbook podcast.